This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are headed through here. And we are doing as well as we possibly can to get through the entire situation before the schedule is released in about a half an hour. The NFL. I mean, the thing about it is the Steelers, we already know who they're going to play. That's the big thing. We already know who they're going to play, and apparently we know the first two games are the Bills, apparently, on the road, and at home they're going to be playing the Raiders, I think, the second week. So, you know, that's interesting, but it's one of those things that they have to obviously get home, get the win that's at home, and make sure that they take care of business there. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Now, allegedly, we've had people leaking things all day. So trying to piece this together. At Buffalo, home against Vegas, the next week home against Cincinnati, then at Green Bay. Denver at home. Seattle on Sunday Night Football at home. And they have week 7 would be their open week. Somebody actually pieced all of this together, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. At Cleveland on the next week. Chicago at home, Detroit at home, at the Chargers, at Cincinnati, Baltimore, at Minnesota, Tennessee, at Kansas City, Cleveland, and then at Baltimore, 1 o'clock. What's kind of interesting is, you know, if you look at their primetime games, Seattle on Sunday night and the Chargers on Sunday night, Chicago on Monday night, Minnesota on Thursday night, and Cleveland on Monday night. So neither Baltimore game is a primetime game. According to this, again, it could be wrong. According to this. They start at Buffalo. Again, I think that's a really difficult game to start with. But then their next two games are Vegas and Cincinnati. And here's the thing, their third game, it could be Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers, and Denver is the next week with Aaron Rodgers. Either way, I mean, I think they can get out to a 3-2 start right there. Then they got Seattle at home here on Sunday Night Football. I mean, they could go into their open week 4-2. At Cleveland, Chicago. Detroit's going to stink. The Chargers, that'll be a tough game. At Cincinnati is always a tough game. Baltimore is obviously a tough game. At Minnesota will be a tough game. Tennessee's a tough game. I mean, at Kansas City. So, really, if they're going to make noise, To me, they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to do it, you know, pretty much early in the season. If you think about it, early in the season is when they get, you know, Vegas at home, Cincinnati at home, either, you know, Green Bay or Denver, whichever team doesn't have Aaron Rodgers, right? Chicago and Detroit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, those are your first, in your first 9 games, you get all that. Your last 8 games, at the Chargers, at Cincinnati, Baltimore, at Minnesota, Tennessee, at Kansas City, Cleveland, and at Baltimore. I don't know that there's an easy game in that stretch. The Steelers better be at least 6-3 getting to the 9th. You know, getting to 9. That's the thing about it. They better figure that out. It's just majorly goofy. And I think that's the key. The first half of the season is setting up to be when you really try and do damage and get wins. The second half of the season, that's basically, going to be a meat grinder for them. I do kind of find it interesting when you look at their night games. Allegedly. Night games, because again, we don't know this to be factual yet. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really going to be, I would assume that if someone's leaking this out there, it probably is, legitimate. But I would have thought that if you asked me, okay, who are their night games? Who are their night games? Who are their primetime games? I would have said, well, definitely Buffalo, right? Two of the best teams in the AFC. Buffalo's a 1 o'clock game. Definitely Green Bay, although that was before all the Aaron Rodgers stuff, but Green Bay is not a night game. Seattle didn't surprise me. I would have said both Cleveland and Baltimore, as it stands, they have Cleveland on Monday night and Baltimore, both Baltimore games are during the day. I would have said Kansas City's a 4 o'clock, 4:25 game. But three of their night games are the Chargers, the Vikings, and the Bears. That tells you a lot, doesn't it? That tells you a lot. It really does. So to me, I look at it from that standpoint and I just say basically, it's going to be interesting to see if this is actually the schedule. But if it is, it tells you a lot about what the NFL thinks of the Steelers. Or, because the bottom line, Buffalo, Kansas City, those would be games that, should be, and even Tennessee, that you'd think those would be games in Baltimore. Those would be games that might decide things in the AFC if they were thinking that way. But they're not. Those games are, in fact, Buffalo at 1 o'clock on Sunday, the first week of the season, is weird to me. Really weird to me. It doesn't make sense. And so I feel like, when you really take a look at it, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, the NFL doesn't have high expectations for the Steelers, is what it comes down to. They just don't. You know, they're going to be on prime time because of their name and their name recognition, but their primetime games aren't exactly games that really matter. Chicago, maybe the Chargers game does, but again, mostly because the Chargers have a young, exciting quarterback, and they probably needed to figure out a way to get him on TV. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, at the end of the day, the Steelers are definitely going to be a team that is, basically going to have to prove to everybody that they are still a team that's a legitimate playoff team. Because I don't think people view them as that anymore. I really don't. And I think that if you're serious about it and you really take a look at it, the Steelers are a team that usually, you know, they're viewed as, oh, well, this is a team that's definitely going to be in the mix. They really aren't. This is a team that's viewed as, well, you know, they still have got a big name, but, see how it works from there, you know, from that standpoint. See what it is. But the Steelers, obviously, we'll find out about their schedule. But if it's what I just read to you, honestly, their last eight games are going to be really, really difficult. That is definitely a grind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.